White feather.
In the early 1800s, the English language had numerous clichés and sayings that gradually went out of fashion. One such phrase came from the competitive game of cockfighting, where a white feather in a bird's tail was considered a sign of inferior breeding. The phrase "showing the white feather" came to be known as a sign of cowardice. In his reminiscences, James Neal related an experience he had on the Oregon Trail in 1848. His party was coming down through buffalo country along the Platte River when James wrote that he...
"A large buffalo bull coming down on the opposite side of the river, making for a low range of hills some half-mile distance on our side of the river. As I had never killed a buffalo entirely by myself, I was seized with the idea of killing him in order to say that I had indeed killed a buffalo. Well, with this in view, I took an English smoothbore flintlock musket instead of my rifle of small bore, on account of its carrying a larger ball to execute my fell purpose. Having taken note of the direction of the bull I was taking towards some hills, I laid my course so as to intercept him and proceed about 3/4 of a mile as I raised up on top of one of the ridges. And there was Mr. Bull, about 20 yards off, broadside on. Well, I raised my musket and pulled the trigger, and down came the hammer with a crash. But as the wind was blowing fresh right in my teeth, missed fire. Now the sound made Mr. Bull aware of my presence. The shaggy monster stopped and glared at me. Instantly, 1,000 recollections of tales of a wounded bull in pursuit of a bad marksman flashed through me."
Neal said that he doubted he would be able to run the 3/4 of a mile between himself and camp. He apologized to the bull, said it had all been a mistake, and that he intended no insult. Neal went his way, and the buffalo went its own way. He confessed that day he was guilty of showing the white feather.